This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Stitch for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
This morning we're trying to understand what exactly happened when the Holy Spirit came down in great power upon the disciples and other followers of Jesus on the day of Pentecost. It's described to us in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. But first there's a story we need to hear from very early in the Old Testament which has a definite link to this particular event. It's a story that tells about some people who tried to build a massive tower at Babel so they could access the heavens. They all spoke one common language then, but they'd become rebellious and full of pride. God therefore confused the people by causing them all to speak in different languages so they couldn't understand each other. And this caused them to scatter to many different parts of the world. So this next song, Tower of Babel, was written for children, and you can find it and many other songs based upon Old Testament stories on my website, www.sheilahamill.co.uk.
Babel Tower, hour by hour, grew so very high, right up to the sky. It had been built to a giddy height with bricks and mortar. Just look at the sight. Did ever you see such a thing in your life as Babel? The Lord came down, builders all around, watched them scurrying by, looked them in the eye, said, all these people all speak as one, there's no end to what can be done, we must confuse them with separate tongues this very hour. These Babel fools, all down tools, they all said goodbye. Adios, au revoir. Just when you thought it would get no worse, it wasn't as if they had all rehearsed. They scattered from there all across the earth by God's own.
What's going on here, like?
Je ne sais quoi, je ne sais quoi.
Vos mongo cloque.
I really don't know. Not a clue.
Okay, the new.
Now at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down upon the followers of Jesus in the upper room, they suddenly began to speak fluently in many different languages as the Holy Spirit enabled them to do so. When the disciples burst out into the streets speaking these languages, they were actually recognized by people from many different parts of the world who'd gathered for the festival. The language barrier had come down. Instead of humans being scattered and divided, trying to access God's presence, as was the case at the Tower of Babel, now God's people instead were united when the Holy Spirit brought God's presence to Jerusalem. Our next hymn is sung by St. Mary's Cathedral Choir, Edinburgh. It's called Come Holy Ghost, Our Souls Inspire.
Thank you.
So here in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, we find the story of what exactly happened at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning." Here's a song called "Refiner's Fire" by Brian Dirksen.
Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
And so it all began. The early church was formed that day. The believers, 120 of them, had all been gathered in one place and were suddenly filled with the Holy Spirit, with fire, a rushing wind, and the gift of tongues. This supernatural happening could not be contained, and the disciples burst out into the streets praising God. 3,000 more people were added to their number that same day when Peter addressed the crowd. He then told them straight that Jesus, the one whom they had crucified, had been raised from the dead and had returned to the Father. And now the Holy Spirit had come to fill them to overflowing. He told them it was exactly what Joel said would happen, a fulfillment of his prophecy hundreds of years before, which said, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy." The people in the streets saw this prophecy beginning to be fulfilled before their very eyes. This next hymn was written by Charles Wesley in 1739. He wrote this hymn to commemorate the first anniversary of his conversion, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing," sung here by St. Michael's Singers. The Greek word dunamis is the word that Jesus was using when he told his disciples, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." In other words, you are going to be handling dynamite when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And the disciples certainly were empowered when they took to the streets that day. The fact that ordinary Galileans began to speak fluently in languages they didn't know, languages from all over the known world, is amazing. And they were now boldly witnessing openly, without fear. No longer did they need to hide behind closed doors, afraid and powerless. I don't think many people are aware of the fact that very many Christians still speak in tongues today when they pray. I do when I pray. It's still one of the many gifts given by the Holy Spirit. But Jesus' disciples now didn't care what the authorities would say to them or do to them. They were ready to face whatever trials came their way. They could no longer hold back the good news they needed to share. Now was the time to test the limits and break free. They were never going back to what they once were. A new and exciting future beckoned. Now, if you've ever watched the cartoon called Frozen, you might just sense from my words there which song is next. It's a song sung by Calabro, Let It Go.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. Is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break.
No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free.
Let it go.
John's Gospel, chapter 16, which is the Gospel reading for today, Jesus told his disciples, "Unless I go away, the Advocate, the one who comes alongside you, will not come. He said that the Holy Spirit, when he came, would convict us of sin. He would comfort us, counsel, guide and teach us, and lead us into all truth." Here's a song which reflects these words, sung to us by over 700 schoolchildren, when they took part in songs of praise in Salisbury Cathedral. It's called Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind.
Thank you.
So the big question is, can a person still receive the Holy Spirit today in exactly the same manner as those disciples did in the times of the early church? Can we be given a new confidence and power with a whole variety of gifts poured out in abundance to supply every need? The simple answer is yes, of course we can. So the question that follows on surely is, how can we receive? Well, in Acts of the Apostles, it happened in several different ways. Peter at Pentecost stood up and told the crowd that repentance and baptism had to come first before they could receive the Holy Spirit. And yet when he visited the house of a Roman centurion called Cornelius and preached there to his relatives and close friends, he found that the Holy Spirit fell on them as he spoke to them before they were baptized. Later on, as told in Acts 9 and Acts 19, the disciples find that some baptized believers had not received this baptism of fire because they knew nothing about the Holy Spirit. So they received instruction so their hearts and minds could be opened. It was only then, after instruction, that they received. So you see, there isn't any set process to receiving the Holy Spirit. We're not on a conveyor belt all being churned out the same. For the Holy Spirit comes as he wills, with power and with gifts in different measure, just like the wind that blows. And there are no first or second class Christians, as some would have us believe. But to use one of the Reverend Nicky Gumbel's analogies, we know when the heating is switched on, don't we, on our gas boilers. It's when the pilot light goes whoomp. We will sense a difference in our lives in some form or other. What we can all do is keep on being filled, which is what Paul said in his letter to the Ephesians. He also taught a fellow Christian called Timothy to fan into flame the gift that was in him, to kindle it, to turn up the heat of our faith. Northumbria community sing a wonderful song called Kindle the Flame, and here it is for you to listen to. Here's a prayer now to end our programme today, inviting the Holy Spirit to breathe new breath into us, to renew us and make us whole. My prayer is the first verse of our final hymn, which was written by Keith and Kristen Getty and Stuart Townend. Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life into my willing soul. Let the presence of the risen Lord come renew my heart and make me whole. Cause your word to come alive in me. Give me faith for what I cannot see. Give me passion for your purity. Holy Spirit, breathe new life in me. Amen. So our programme today comes to an end. Time for us to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
That was Andrew, my technician there. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life in
into my willing soul. Bring the presence of the risen Lord to renew my heart and make me whole. Cause your word to come alive in me. Give me faith for what I cannot see. Give me passion for your purity. Holy Spirit, breathe new life in me. Seen in all I do.